for the privilege of studying the Bible.
主啊，我们要如此的感恩，为了这样的荣幸能够学习圣经。
We recognize that there are many who don't even know about the Bible.
我们意识到有很多还没有知道圣经的朋友们。
There are many who do know about it and may even realize that it's the truth of God, but they do not take advantage of learning its wonderful truths.
主啊，有些知道，但是他不知道这是神的真理啊，没有把它当作真理来领受。
We acknowledge this evening that the Bible is your book, that you sent it to us, and Lord, we value it highly.
主啊，今晚我们认识到圣经是您的书，您差给我们，我们真的很珍视这本书。
Our prayer is that you will teach it to us so that we might understand it and that we might obey it.
我们的祷告是求您教导我们，使我们能够明白也能顺服。
And so may the Holy Spirit of God teach every one of us this evening.
圣灵教导我们今天的每一位。
We pray, Lord, for others who will join us, that they too will learn its blessings.
对那些正在加入我们的，我们也一样为他们祷告，求您使他们得着这祝福。
Our prayer is that we will all believe the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的祷告是我们每一个人都要信靠耶稣基督。
And we pray that therefore the blessing of God will be upon us.
这样的话呢，神的祝福就可以临到我们。
And we give thanks now and look to you for help in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩也仰望您的帮助，奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Well, today we're going to begin to look at the gifts of the Spirit.
那我们今天呢，要看圣灵的恩赐。
There are two main categories of gifts that this is the way that we plan to review the gifts.
那我们用一个方式，用把它分成两个领域，两个部分啊，来分这属灵的恩赐。
There's the foundation gifts, and then there are the building gifts.
一个呢是建根基的恩赐，一个是建房屋的恩赐。
The foundation gifts are the apostles and the prophets.
那建立根基，打下根基的恩赐呢？是使徒和先知。
And then there are what we call the authenticating gifts that authenticate the apostles and the prophets.
那同样后面的这些恩赐呢，也可以把它看成证实啊，证实什么呢？证实使徒和先知所说的话的恩赐。
They are sign gifts to prove to the listeners that the prophets and apostles are sent from God.
那这些呢，会使得人们呢相信使徒和先知所说的是从神那来的，借着一些异象和神迹。
And those sign gifts that were given to authenticate the men, the apostles and prophets, those sign gifts are healings, miracles, tongues, and the interpretation of tongues.
那这样的一个神迹的恩赐呢，就包括医治、异能、方言和翻方言。
Now that's the introduction tonight to what we'll be covering. And now we're going to look at this in some detail.
那这是我们今天会讲到的部分，那我们开始一个一个往细里看。
First of all, I want to make a distinction between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Very good.
首先呢，我要把这两个词分开啊，一个是 gift 是单数的啊，一个是 gifts 是多数的、复数的这个恩赐。
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon men, for purposes that God had to accomplish through them.
那旧约呢，圣灵也会临到当时的个人，来完成神要指定人完成的任务。
And in our past studies, we saw that the Holy Spirit did not come to indwell permanently believers in the Old Testament.
但是我们意识到呢，圣灵从来没有内住，永远的内住在任何一个旧约人的里面。
But when the Lord Jesus came, he told his disciples in John chapter 14, and verses 16 and 17.
当时耶稣来的时候呢，他对他的门徒们在约翰福音十四章的第十六节到第十七节，他是这么说的：约翰福音十四章十六到十七。
He had been with them for 3.5 years and had never left them.
耶稣与门徒们待了三年半，一直没有离开他们。
Now he tells them that he is leaving them.
现在他告诉门徒，他要离开他们了。
And he will go on to tell them that it's a good thing that he does go away, because then he will send the Holy Spirit.
然后他就告诉门徒呢，他离开是好事，这样的话他可以把圣灵赐下。
And here in John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17, he says, And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, or advocate, or in other words, as he explains later, the Spirit of Truth, that he may abide with you forever.
16节我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，或者说训慰师，也就是圣灵，叫他永远与你们同在。
And he explains who this helper is in verse 17.
他就解释了在17节这个帮助者是谁。
He is called here the Spirit of Truth.
在这呢，他被称为真理的圣灵。
It says, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, notice, and will be in you.
就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Up until that time, the Holy Spirit dwelt with men and with these disciples. But Jesus talks about a future time when he would actually dwell in them.
所以直到这个时候呢，圣灵只是临到众人啊，但是耶稣呢，讲到了未来要来的一个时刻，从那个时候开始呢，圣灵要住在人里面。
But the Holy Spirit could not indwell men and women until the Lord Jesus had redeemed mankind by his death, his bloodshed, and through faith, men and women can receive the Holy Spirit becauseJesus is now glorified.
那圣灵呢，不能住在人里面，除非呢，基督把一件事做完，也就是他为我们的罪死在十架上，付上罪的审判的代价，在这之后啊，圣灵才可能进来住在每一个圣徒里面，借的是圣徒的信心，圣徒相信了耶稣基督成为自己的救主，圣灵就住进来。
So therein.In John, he promises that the Holy Spirit would come.
所以在约翰福音呢，这是耶稣预言啊，说圣灵会来，应许。
And then on the day of Pentecost was when the Holy Spirit was given by the Father.
那实现的那一天就是五旬节那一天，圣灵被父拆下来。
And so we read that every believer receives the Holy Spirit.
所以我们读到这里呢，知道每一个信徒都接受圣灵。
Romans chapter 5 and verse 8.
罗马书的五章八节。
Romans chapter 5 and, sorry, verse 5.
五节，五章五节。
Reading verse 1 for our connection.
我们从第一节读呢，可以有个上下文的联系。
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
And then in verse 5, we read that hope, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
后面几节就讲到盼望，然后第五节说盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So when we believed, we were justified and the Holy Spirit was given to us.
所以当我们信的时候呢，我们就被称义了，然后圣灵就赐给我们。
Now, that's the gift of God, is the Holy Spirit.
所以这个是神的礼物啊，神的恩赐。神的恩赐本身就是圣灵啊，圣灵就是那恩赐。
But the scripture goes on to say that without that gift, one does not belong to Christ.
圣经继续说呢，没有这样的一个礼物，也就是圣灵呢，在人里面，人是不属神的。
Look at chapter 8 and verse 9 of the same book of Romans.
同样一卷书，罗马书八章九节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
罗马书八章九节。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Now there's no sense talking about the gifts of the Spirit if you don't have the gift of the Spirit.
所以这里我们先建立一个概念，如果我们没有圣灵单数的这个恩赐，这个是指什么呢？就是我重生得救以后，神赐给我圣灵。如果没有这个做基础呢，我们谈圣灵的恩赐是没有意义的。
The gift of the Holy Spirit is given when a person believes and they receive new life by the Spirit. They are regenerated.
所以圣灵这个礼物或者说这个恩赐是在一个人信的那一刻呢，神赐给他，以至于他在圣灵里重生，他有新的生命，新造的人啊，这么一个过程。
Well, unless you have life from the Spirit, you will not have the gifts of the Spirit.
所以除非你从圣灵先得着一个新的生命，否则你是不可能有因着这个新生命而来的那诸多的圣灵的恩赐。
The gift of the Spirit is that which we are born again, we are regenerated, given a brand new life from above.
所以这个单数的圣灵恩赐呢，是指我们从上而生，因着信心，也借着耶稣基督的宝血啊，所以我们从上而生。
But the gifts of the Spirit, they are a manifestation or an outward working of that life that we have received.
那圣灵的恩赐，这个复数的这个恩赐呢，是我们有了这个新生命之后呢，在外显出来的这些生命的迹象啊，信号就是。
And these gifts are given for the building up of the body of Christ.
那这些恩赐呢，是给出来，为了要建造基督的身体。
And we looked last time, we looked at the fact that these gifts, they are designed by God the Father to fulfill his purposes.
所以上一次我们学习到呢，这些恩赐是神特别来定义的，来设计的，为的是要完成父神旨意，来建造地上教会。
It's his workings in us, God the Father.
这是天上的父神呢，在我们里面工作的一个方式。
Or rather, his working through us by the gift that he gives us.
或者呢，也是他借着我们来做工的一样的一个方式，就是他把圣灵恩赐赐给我们。
And we saw also last time that we are to minister those gifts as in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of the body.
上一次我们讲到了，我们要在主耶稣，也就是他是教会的头，在他的带领下呢，来使用这些恩赐。
So they're designed by the Father for his operation. They are ministered by the Son as the head of the body. They come from him. And then the Holy Spirit manifests those gifts to us.
所以三位一体的神在这里都有参与啊。圣父呢，这是他设计，他给出来。圣子呢，是以他的命令为首，因为他是教会的头，他来运行。那圣灵呢，是把这些恩赐显明出来的。
On that last point, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7.
哥林多前书十二章七节。
But the manifestation, that is the outward working, what we see, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one, notice, for the profit of all.
林前十二章七节，圣灵显在个人身上，注意是圣灵显的，显在个人身上是要叫什么呢？叫人得益处。
So God the Father, he gives the gifts for his purposes.
所以圣父呢，把圣灵赐把这个恩赐赐下呢，是为了他的目的，他有他的旨意。
The Son ministers those gifts as head of the body for the upbuilding of the body.
那圣子呢，因为他是教会的头，所以他来使用这些恩赐建造教会。
And it's the Spirit that manifests or openly shows forth those gifts.
那圣灵才是呢显明这些恩赐的里面那一位，就是显公开显出来让我们看见就是圣灵做的。
So we could more accurately say that they're not just the gifts of the Spirit, they're the gifts of the Trinity, the Godhead.
所以我们可以这么来表述啊，这个不单单是圣灵的恩赐啊，它是三位一体的神的恩赐，三位一体的神都参与在里面。
Because the scriptures, as far as I know, they don't call them the gifts of the Spirit. As far as I know.
圣经呢，其实他说，据我所知呢，他并不是这么称的，称作圣灵的恩赐这么称的。
They're called spiritual gifts.
他应该是这么称，叫属灵的恩赐。
But they come from God the Father, God the Son, manifested by the God the Holy Spirit.
所以他是圣父、圣子、圣灵都在里面参与啊，圣灵只是当中显明的那个部分。
Now, as I mentioned, we've broken up these many gifts. Some have seen as many as 25 different gifts in the scriptures, 25, 26 different gifts.
那我们讲到了很多那个分到细 细节的这个恩赐就很多，有的人数过有25啊26个那么多。
And there's two lists in 1 Corinthians, chapter 12.
对，哥林多前书12章呢有两个单子。
There's another list of gifts in Romans chapter 12.
罗马书12章呢又有一个单子啊，讲到这列出来这些恩赐。
And there's another list in Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章呢又有一个单子。
Now there's a number of different ways we could bring teaching on this.
所以我们有不同的方式啊来教导这些部分。
But I think this is what we're going to look at is we basically break them down into two categories.
那我们这么来分享，我们把它变成分成两个部分。
The foundational gifts and the building gifts.
一个叫建根立根基的恩赐，一个叫建造房屋的恩赐。
The foundation gifts are temporary.
那立根基的恩赐呢是暂时的。
And the building gifts are permanent.
那建造的恩赐呢是永久的。
Now at this point we must speak about something that will make it clear for us when we talk about these gifts.
所以今天呢我们会要当我们讲到这些恩赐的时候呢是讲一些使我们能够明白清楚的知道这些。
We looked a couple of weeks ago, I believe we were looking at the church, which was something that was unique, entirely new, never before seen in the Old Testament.
那几周前呢我们提到过教会的概念啊，这是一个完全全新的概念在旧约呢是没有提起的。
Now turn to Matthew chapter 16.
来看一下马太的16章。马太福音16章。
This is the first mention of the church in the New Testament.
这个是第一次在新约呢提到教会。
When the Lord Jesus spoke about the church, it was yet future. This is a prophecy.
当耶稣讲到教会的时候呢，其实也依然还是预言，因为在他讲的时候还没有实现，要等到后面才实现的。
Chapter 16 and verse 18.
16章的18节，马太。
And I also say to you that you are Peter.And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
A couple of things here.
几个点啊。
The first is that he says he is going to build something.
第一呢，他在讲到他要建造一点东西，不是吗？
And the church, of course, is simply a called out assembly of people.
所以教会呢是一群从世界里被呼召出来的人。
We're not talking about buildings or organizations or denominations. What we're talking about is believers that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
所以这里我们没有在讲一个建筑、一个组织、一个宗派，我们在讲那一切信靠耶稣基督成为救主的信徒组成的教会。
Now notice something else. He says, I will build the church.
注意他在这里，他说的是我要建造的教会。
He, the Son, is going to be involved in the construction of something brand new.
所以圣子在这他要开始造一些全新的东西了。
He says, I will build in the future.
而且他用的是将来时啊。
And if he's going to build something, then it must be something brand new here.
如果他将要建造一样东西，说明这是一个全新的，至少他说的时候还没有。
The New Testament, the Bible is broken up into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那圣经呢，是分成两个部分啊，旧约和新约。
The Old Testament is just that, it's old, the New Testament is new.
你从字面就知道一个旧的，一个新的。
And that does not mean that the Old Testament isn't God's word and that it's not profitable for us or valuable to read.
这个不等于旧约就不是神的话，对我们就没有价值，不是这个意思。
And I want, what I'm going to talk about now is that this something that he's going to build,And the way in which he is going to build it, what the gifts have to do with, the subject we're talking about. How the gifts fit into this new building.
所以我在这里要讲的就是他要亲自建造的一样东西，以及呢，圣灵的恩赐要用在建造这样东西的过程里啊。这就是为什么我们要把这个事情要这么来解释，跟我们的话题有关的原因，就是因为这个圣灵的恩赐要用在建造的过程中。
You see, God, the Lord Jesus, when he died and for our sins, rose again, went to heaven, he didn't just leave the church and believers sort of just gather around one another and praise him and do nothing. God has a definite plan in this building of the church.
所以耶稣为我们的罪死在十架上复活升天了呢，他并不是说就把教会留在地上然后就算了，然后圣徒们呢彼此有一些聚会赞美他然后就没了，并不是，神有一个极其确定的旨意在每一个圣徒里面，在每一个地上的孩子身上，他是有一个计划要执行的。
Now it doesn't mean to say that the Old Testament doesn't have any value for us.Turn to Romans chapter 15.
也不等于那个旧约呢没有价值啊，我们来看一下罗马书的十五章。
Romans chapter 15 and verse 4.
十五章的四节，罗马书十五章四节。
Here Paul is referring to the Old Testament scriptures.
这里呢，保罗在讲旧约的圣经啊。
For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
那从前所写的圣经呢，都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
There we learn by example, the previous examples of the Old Testament.So that we might have patience as we see the characters in the Old Testament, their faith through trials. We also can learn from their example.
所以我们可以从旧约看见很多的例子啊，做榜样啊，他们在经历苦难，他们如何的持守信心。所以我们可以从这当中呢学到很多东西啊。
And also 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11.
哥林多前书的十一章，十章十一节。
In chapter 10, Paul is recalling the experiences of the children of Israel in the wilderness.
第十章呢，临前他在讲旧约的以色列人啊，他们所经历的旷野。
There are many failures, and then.Detailing God's mercy and grace to them.
他们有很多的失败，也有很多，神在他们身上显明的怜悯和恩典。
And then in verse 11, it says, Now all these things happen to them as examples or types. And they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
十一节，他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
And so, all the Old Testament, even though it is old, they're examples of patience and hope, character building, shows the power and mercy of God, and we are warned of the mistakes that the saints made in the Old Testament.
同样呢，旧约写到的这些例子啊，还包括这些错误的例子啊，那神在他们身上显明的恩典和怜悯和大能，那这些也可以成为我们的鉴戒啊。
And also in the Old Testament, there are hundreds of pictures or types of the Lord Jesus and of the gospel in the Old Testament.
不但如此，旧约呢还有很多很多的预言、预表、那影子、图像，来讲到福音啊，讲到耶稣。
Plus many prophecies in the Old Testament.
有大量的预言呢，在旧约。
So one should get a good hold or a good grip on the Old Testament in order to understand the New Testament clearly.
所以一个人呢，还是要很认真的学习旧约啊，能够帮助他理解新约。
However, the master design, of this new organism, or which is called the body of Christ,was not revealed in the Old Testament.
但是呢，这样的一个杰作一样的设计啊，也就是新约的教会啊，这么一个设计呢，在旧约是隐藏的奥秘啊，没有启示出来。
It was kept as a mystery.
一直是持守成一个奥秘的。
Until Jesus came, suffered, died.Was raised from the dead and glorified at God's right hand.
直到耶稣基督来受难，死在十架，复活，直到升到父神的右边，直到这样的事情做完啊，教会才赐下建立起来。
And so this new organism, this something brand new, was kept a mystery until the Lord Jesus came.
所以这样一个全新的东西就是教会呢直到耶稣来一直都是一个奥秘。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
来看一下以弗所书三章。
And verse 3.
三节。
And Paul is writing that,How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I've briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages, that is the Old Testament, it was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
以弗所书三章三节。用启示，这是保罗说的，使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
And so, Paul is showing now that the church with the body of Christ is something.That is brand new.
所以保罗在这里在讲教会，也就是圣基督的身体呢，是全新的一个概念在新约。
Now this plan or this mystery, a mystery of the is really a plan or truth of God that was kept hidden or secret.To past generations, but now revealed to his chosen ones.
那在以前的世代隐藏的这个奥秘呢？现在他要向他拣选的圣徒们启示出来。
So there in, excuse me, in verse 5 of chapter 3 of Ephesians, we read that it was there that God revealed, in revealing the plan of the church, he used the apostles and prophets.
所以在这样的一个第五节哈，三章五节以弗所书，我们看见他是怎么启示呢？他是用使徒和先知来启示的，圣使徒。
Now look at verse 20 of the previous chapter, chapter 2, verse 20.
然后我们看第二章的二十节哈，同样一节一卷书，以弗所书二章二十节。
And he says there that about the church.Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Now, remember in Matthew, we had talked, or we had read rather, that he said, upon this rock I will build my church.
记得我们在马太里读到他说在这个磐石上啊，他要建造自己的教会。
Now the rock was not Peter.
当然这个磐石不是指彼得了。
Peter means little stone.
彼得这个词的原意就是小石头。
The word rock there means a very large foundation stone.
那磐石是房子根基能够扎进去的那大的石头。
And here in Ephesians we read that Christ was the Chief cornerstone.
所以以弗所书二章二十节我们看见基督自己才是那房角石啊。
Now, in ancient times, when a building was to be erected, they took a cornerstone, the chief cornerstone, a very large, solid stone, and they set it in exactly the orientation that they wished the building to arise from.
那在旧的时代呢，造一栋房子啊，它需要选一个特别大的第一块的那个基石啊，打根基的石头啊，这块石头就奠定了整个房子所建的架构了。
Once that cornerstone is set, it's never moved again.
这个房角石一旦定下来呢，这就再不动了，整个房子也就知道是怎么样一个架构了。
Because all the subsequent measurements for the construction of the building itself is taken from that cornerstone.
因为所有从这房角石建立之后，所有的测量啊，这个房子怎么建造的测量，都是以这个房角石为基准的。
And every measurement is referenced back to that cornerstone.
每一个测量呢都是回到这个房角石啊，来做起始点。
So, here we read in verse 20 that Christ is the chief cornerstone. And so everything that is done in the church refers back to him as the rock.
所以在这里我们看见耶稣基督是那房角石，所以一切建造在教会上面的这个建造呢，都是要回到这块房角石来做基础的。
But the cornerstone is only the beginning of the foundation.
那这个房角石呢，是建立根基的开始而已。
And we read that the apostles and the prophets, they were the foundation.
我们知道呢，使徒和先知啊，他们也是根基。
Because there we read in chapter 3 and verse 5,
因为三章五节也是这么说的,
that the mystery was being revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
因为这奥秘是借着圣使徒和先知啊，启示的，就借着圣灵启示给他的圣使徒和先知的。
And they're the first two gifts.That are mentioned in the book of Corinthians.
那这两个使徒和先知恰恰是哥林多前书最早开始被提及的两个属灵恩赐。
First of all, apostles and then prophets.
先是使徒，然后是先知。
Now, in when we talk about the apostles and prophets being the foundation, we don't have any apostles and prophets today.
当我们谈到使徒和先知的这个属灵恩赐的时候呢，我们要知道呢，今天我们再没有这两个在我们身边了，今天再没有使徒和先知了。
So what is the foundation?
那我要问大家，地基是什么意思啊？根基是什么意思？
It's what we call in the New Testament the apostles' doctrine.
在新约呢，我们就管这个叫做使徒的教义啊。使徒的教训。
So, as the apostles, they, through the Spirit, God revealed to them His divine truth, and the apostles wrote the letters that we have in the New Testament, which has become the foundation of the church, are the letters, the instructions for the buildingon that foundation.
所以呢，新约的写成就是这样的一个过程。神借着圣灵呢，把属灵的这些真理啊，借着圣灵启示给了使徒们。那使徒们呢，就把它变成书信啊。那这些的书信一个一个的呢，教训呢，都变成了今天新约的文字啊。这就是我们今天的一个根基了。
So to reveal the great plan of the church.God used the apostles, but chiefly Paul, to give letters of instruction to the various churches.
那为了建造教会呢，神使用使徒，主要是保罗，写了许多的书信呢，以及教导呢，给到不同的教会。
These were spirit-inspired letters of encouragement, instruction, rebuke,correction, written specifically to churches or Christians, and they're called epistles or letters to us.
所以这些信呢，是鼓励、劝勉、教导、归正、责备，给到当时的教会，我们就管这个部分呢叫做教会书信啊，或者给到个人啊，我们管这个叫做书信啊。
So if you're wondering what the church should do or what individuals in the church should do at any given time, God has sent you letters.
所以你想要知道教会是要做些什么呢？你要会知道神借着书信哈，已经给出来了。
And have you read God's mail is the question.
你有读神写给你的信吗？这就是问题了。
There we...In God's mail or His letters to us through the apostles, we learn about the church, we learn about its calling, we learn about church order, we learn about church government.
那我们借着神写给我们的信呢，我们就知道教会的呼召、教会的管制、教会的秩序啊等等。
So if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus, you are part of the church, and the epistles of the New Testament are written for your instructions.
如果你是新约教会的一部分呢，那你是个信徒呢，那你就是新约教会的一部分。
Now, where does the book of Acts fit into this?
那《使徒行传》是怎么样进到这个里面来的呢
？The Book of Acts is historical.
啊，《使徒行传》呢是历史性的。
And it's a record of the transition of from the old to the new.
所以它是一个过渡的记录啊，是从旧约到新约过渡的记录。
So the Book of Acts is called the Acts of the Apostles. It records how the risen Lord used special messengers called apostles and gave them unique authority to reveal the plan of the church.
那使徒行传呢是指出来这一批的使徒们啊，是他们是一个特别的有权柄的信使，来把神的真理呢传递给我们。
Now in the book of Acts, the Lord is detailing the change from law, which was the old, to grace, which is the new.
那使徒行传呢，神就把旧约所代表的这样一个律法的一个形象呢，从律法呢过渡到了恩典，恩典也就是新约所代表的。
The book of Acts is like a record of the foundation of the church.
所以使徒行传可以把它看成呢建立教会根基的这么一个历史记载记录。
And once you build a foundation,Then you put away the tools that you use to build a foundation, and you get in new materials to build the building on top of the foundation.
当你建房子呢，它是这样，当你把根基已经建好的时候呢，你就不会再用这个建根基的材料和工具了啊。那你要开始在这个基础上建造房屋的本体的时候，你要用新的工具和材料。
So God chose a special group of men called apostles or sent ones. That's what apostle means.
所以神选择一群特殊的人叫使徒。使徒这个词的意思就是被差遣的人。
And he chose them to lay the foundation of the church.
那神使他们差来呢来建造教会的根基。
Now, here's a question that you would have a problem with.
现在有个问题啊，你可能会问的。
How do we know that these men had authority from God to do what they were doing?
那我们怎么知道呢？这些人能够有这个权柄啊，从神呢知道他们当做什么。
As far as the world was concerned, there wasn't a doctor among them.
A doctor among them?
There wasn't any doctors.There weren't any great learned men.
Okay. 那因为在他们里面呢，他们没有任何一个博士啊，其实没有任何一个特别受教育程度很高的人啊。
They were fishermen and tax collectors, and they were just ordinary men from the back country, from Galilee.
他们是特别普通的一群从。这个国家很北的加利利来的一群普通人啊，就像渔夫这样。
So, who would listen to them?
那他们说话谁会听呢？
Now, to prove that they had authority from the resurrected Lord to reveal this new plan, God gave them unique powers to do special miracles and signs.
那正是因为这样的原因，所以神要证实啊，他们是有权柄说这些话的，所以神就给了他们特别大的能力，神迹异能的能力。
They laid hands on the sick. They raised people from the dead. They healed ones in communities.
给他们把手放在病人身上医好他们然后甚至成死人死里复活。
See, these powerful signs, they were used by God through these men to convince the Jews of the day and the Gentile that something new was happening.
所以这样强大的异能的这些工具呢就交给了这些使徒啊使他们来证明给当时的犹太人看有一个新的时代开始了。
Now, There was the same problem. Moses had the same problem. Go way back to the book of Exodus.
那我们知道这是在摩西的出埃及的时代啊，摩西也面临同样的问题。Eric?
Yes.
Yeah, I need to leave.
You're excused. Yes, hello, Yanling.
Hello, Eric. Go ahead, please.
Okay, very good. Moses had the same problem.
摩西也遇到了同样的问题。
God had chosen Moses when he lived in the backside of the desert, far away from Egypt and God's people.
在那个时候摩西被神拣选的时候呢，他也住在远离以色列民的这个旷野的这个远处哈，远方的旷野。
And the people, they were in slavery to the Egyptians.
那时候以色列人正在给埃及人做奴隶。
God said, appeared to Moses at the burning bush.
那神就在那燃烧的荆棘当中呢，向摩西显现。
He said, I've heard the oppression of my people. I've seen the oppression of my people. I've heard their cry.
然后神就说，我听见了我民的呼求，我看到他们被欺压了。
And I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians.
他说我下来是要把他们从埃及人手中救出来。
I'm going to bring them up to a good land flowing with milk and honey.
我要把他们带到一块好地方去，就是流奶与蜜之地。
Now, the Lord says to Moses, come.I'm going to send you to Pharaoh that he may let my people go out of Egypt.
然后神就对摩西说，他说你去法老那里，我要让他使以色列人走。
And so God sends him first of all to the elders, the leaders of the children of Israel.
神首先把摩西呢派到以色列的领袖，就是那些以色列的长老那里去了。
But Moses said,Who am I to go there? In chapter 4, verse 1.
然后摩西就说，那我是谁呀？我能去那儿呢？在出埃及记四章一节说。
Then Moses answered and said, But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, The Lord has not appeared to you.
摩西回答说，他们必不信我，也不听我的话，必说耶和华并没有向你显现。
And so, what the Lord does, he says to Moses, what's that in your hand?
然后那耶和华怎么回答摩西呢？他说，你手里拿的是什么？
He says, a rod.
他说是杖。
He said, throw it on the ground.
然后神就说，丢在地上。
And it became a serpent.
然后这个杖就变成了蛇。
And that was the beginning of miracles for Moses.
这就是摩西行神迹的起头了。
And it was with that same rod later that he would stretch out over the Red Sea that would deliver his people from the power of the enemy.
就是这同一根杖啊，就是变成蛇的这根杖，后来呢，摩西也是用它分开了红海。使以色列人逃脱了埃及的追兵。
So Moses is given signs to authenticate him and his word.
所以神使摩西能够行神迹，也是为了证明他以及他所说的话都是真的。
Because God was going to do something new.
因为神在摩西那个时代也是要做一些新事了。
But the Old Testament just pictures.
但是旧约呢都是预表。
And God has a greater plan.
神呢有一个更伟大的计划。
And that is a church.
那就是教会。
A people called out of the Egypt of this world who were slaves to the God of this age.
教会就是一群在这个世界就今世的这个世界的王之下也就是当时预表埃及的那个世界奴役之下要被呼召出来的一群人就是教会了。
And instead of building a nation as Moses did, God was building a body of believers, a body of his beloved son.
在摩西的时代呢，神是在要建造一个民族，但是在教会这个时代呢，神是要建造一个基督的身体。
So these powerful signs that were given to the apostles to authenticate their message.
所以那些赐给使徒们那些大能的神迹的能力呢，是为了证明他们的信息是真的。
So when we look at the book of Acts, we see the apostles, the signs of the apostles,were given there throughout the book of Acts.
所以我们看使徒行传呢，使徒行传整卷书呢，我们都可以看到使徒们都行了很多的神迹奇事。
Now turn to Matthew or Mark chapter 16.
我们翻到马可十六章。
Mark 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16 and verse 9.
第九节。
Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her,They did not believe.
九到十一节啊，在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼，他去告诉那向来跟随耶稣的人。那时他们正哀痛哭泣，他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信。
After that, he appeared to in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country, and they went and told the rest.But they did not believe them either.
十二十三节，这事以后，门徒中间有两个人往乡下去，走路的时候，耶稣变了形象，向他们显现，他们就去告诉其余的门徒，其余的门徒也是不信。
Notice these disciples, they didn't believe Mary Magdalene, and they didn't believe the two that had seen the Lord. They did not believe.
所以你看，这些门徒既不相信玛利亚，也不相信那个主向他们显现的那两个门徒说的话。
But later, it says in verse 14, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
14节，后来十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。
And he said to them, now here's the commission that he gives to them.
接下去15节开始呢，就是主给他们的使命了。
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Then in verse 17,
然后17节,
and these signs will follow those who believe.
这17节下面列举的这些神迹啊，就会随着那些相信的人。
Does that mean that every believer is to expect to have these signs?
但这是不是意味着每一个信徒都能够看见这样的神迹或者行这样的神迹呢？
Or is it just the apostles that he's talking about?
只是适用于使徒呢？使徒们呢？
Is he referring to every believer, or is he referring back earlier to their unbelief?
所以这里他到底是指所有的信徒呢，还是指他曾批评那些不信他的那些门徒们呢？使徒们呢？不是门徒，使徒们呢
？Let's continue.
让我们继续看啊。
He says, "In my name they will cast out demons."
就是奉我的名赶鬼。
They will speak with new tongues.
说新方言。
Well, the word new there doesn't mean a different kind of tongue. It means new to the hearer. That's what the Greek impresses upon you.
这里面的新方言呢，不是说是另一种语言，而是说对听的人来说是一个新的语言。
That's not a new tongue in itself, a new language. That's new to the hearer.
不是说是新造了一种语言，而是说对听的人来说呢，他不懂这个语言，他是对他来说是一个不同的语言。
In verse 18, they will take up serpents.
18节，手能拿蛇。
And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them.
若喝了什么毒物，也必不受害。
And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
手按病人，病人就必好了。
Now, I don't know of anybody that will take up a serpent, any Christian, and if he were bitten, that they would be like Paul.Could shake off the poisonous asp into a fire and have no ill effects.
我不认识任何基督徒啊，他们如果被一个蛇咬了，可以像使徒保罗所经历那样，他就把蛇甩到那个火堆里，然后他自己一点事儿都没有。我从来没有遇见过这样的基督徒。
Now I'm going to suggest, and we'll look at the scriptures, but I'm going to suggest.That the special signs were given only to the apostles and to a very few select ones that they commissioned by the laying on of hands.
所以我可以告诉大家一个结论，当然我们等一会儿会可以继续查考一些经文来佐证。我的结论呢，就是这些里面说到的神迹呢，是仅仅赐给使徒，是仅很少数那些被拣选了的人他们才有这样的能力的。
First of all, let's finish the chapter.
首先呢，我们把这一章读完。
Because here in these next two verses, we get a history. It looks forward to the book of Acts.
这两节呢，其实就是预言了将来在使徒行传里面要发生的事情。
So then, verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God.
主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。
And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. Notice this, confirming the word through the accompanying signs.
二十节，门徒出去，到处宣传福音。要注意后面这句话，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。
We have the word of God now written down for us.We don't need it confirmed. We have the completed word of God.
我们今天已经有写下来的神的话语，就是圣经已经都写完了，不需要再证实所传的道了。
Let's look at the record in the book of Acts.
我们再看看使徒行传中的记载。
Because the details of the Lord's prophecy in the book of Mark is given to us in the book of Acts.
主耶稣在刚才马可福音16章里面他讲的这些神迹奇事的预言呢，都在使徒行传当中发生过。
Acts chapter 2 and verse 43.
先看使徒行传的2章43节。
Verse 42.
我们先读42节。
Here is the believers, verse 42. They, that is, those that were saved, 3,000 were saved on the day of Pentecost.
这里的主语哈，就是所有的信徒，包括在五旬节里面刚刚信主的3000个门徒。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼，祈祷。
Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles.
43节，众人都害怕，都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事，神迹。
So it's the apostles there we find in verse, in that chapter that did the signs and wonders to confirm the word of God.
所以这里面讲的就是使徒行了许多的神迹，奇事神迹，为了证实神的话。
Chapter 4.
我们再看看四章，还是使徒行传啊。
And verse
33. 33节。
And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活。
And chapter 5 and verse 12.
五章的十二节。
And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people.
主借使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事。
And then we read in chapter 19.
再看看十九章。
And verse 11.Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
神借保罗的手行了些非常的奇事，甚至有人从保罗身上拿手巾或围裙放在病人身上，病就退了，恶鬼也出去了。
And so God chose this special group of men called apostles, gave them authenticating signs to authenticate not only the men themselves, but their message.
所以神拣选的这一小群人就是这些使徒用神迹奇事伴随他们来证实不仅证实他们自己是神所差遣的，也证实他们所说的话是来自神的信息。
Now we do read of a couple of other men that perform miracles.
我们也读到过一些人呢，他们也能够行神迹。
There was Stephen and Philip and Barnabas.
比如说斯提凡、腓力和巴拿巴，他们都行过神迹。
In Acts chapter 6,We read there about the apostles laying hands on those men.
我们在使徒行传的六章也读到是使徒们按手在这些人的身上，也就是说不仅使徒有这个能力，使徒按手的人也有这个能力。
There was a need in the church for some spiritual men to do some spiritual work in the church.
那个时候呢，教会是需要一些属灵的人去做一些属灵的事情。
So the advice that was given, was that they were to seek out seven men in verse 3 of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom.
那时候大家就商量呢，决定要从弟兄们当中选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
So they chose those seven men, of whom Stephen and Philip were two of them.
然后他们就选出了七个人，其中呢，腓力和斯提凡都在其中。
And there we read in verse 6, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands upon them.
六章六节叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
And then in verse 8, we read about Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people.
然后在第八节我们就读到斯提凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
And then we read also in chapter 8 and verse 6.
然后我们也在八章的六节里面看啊。
Where Philip goes to the Samaria to preach Christ. And it says, multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did.
这时候腓力呢是在撒玛利亚传福音，众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意地听从他的话。
So, through the book of Acts, at the beginning, there is a lot of signs and miracles.
所以我们在使徒行传这卷书里面能看到，最初的几章呢，有很多的神迹奇事。
But the book of Acts covers, about 35 years.
使徒行传记载的呢，年代呢，差不多跨越了35年。
At the beginning, there are many signs and miracles.
最初的时候呢，的确是有很多的神迹奇事。
But as the history unfolds, there is the transition from the miraculous to the building.
所以当这个历史往前演进的时候呢，这个根基的这个阶段呢，就慢慢向建造这个阶段过渡了。
It was during the book of Acts that all the New Testament was written except for John's epistles and the book of Revelation.
在使徒行传所覆盖的这个35年的这个年之内呢，基本上所有的新约的书信都完成了，除了约翰的启示录和他的那三封书信还没有写。
That is, the foundation of the apostles' doctrine was built on the solid rock of Jesus, the Son of God. Once that foundation was laid, there was no more need for signs and miracles.
所以这个使徒的这个教训啊，就是这个教会建造的这个根基啊，当然这根基的最重要的基石是耶稣基督，当这个根基基本上建成了以后呢，就再也不需要这个神迹奇事了。
Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12.
我们翻到哥林多后书的12章12节。
2 Corinthians is a later epistle that was written to the Corinthians.
哥林多后书呢是后面比较后一面写的一卷书啊，是书信是写给哥林多教会的。
And so Paul is looking back, but there were some that were questioning his authority.
在这封信里面呢，使徒保罗呢是在回顾以前的一些事情，那个时候有些人呢在质疑他的这个使徒的权柄。
Now he is getting them to remember the credentials as an apostle that he had performed among them.
这时候呢，他在提醒这些哥林多教会的人呢，去回忆他呢作为使徒的这个证据啊，就是他是符合使徒标准的。
He says in verse 12, truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds.
我在你们中间用百般的忍耐借着神迹奇事亦能显出使徒的凭据来。
He didn't go there and perform more miracles. He told them to remember what the foundation was.
所以他没有再去哥林多教会再去给他们行更多的神迹奇事，而是让他们去想起他以前行过的神迹奇事。
Again, turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
再翻到希伯来书的二章。
In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1.
希伯来书的二章一节。
Here the writer to the Hebrews is establishing God's word.
这个希伯来书的作者呢，正在建立神的话。
And he's writing especially to the Hebrews.
他是特别写给希伯来人的，就是犹太人的。
Those that had been given the law of Moses.
希伯来人呢是有摩西所赐下的律法的。
But they had now trusted in Christ.
但是现在呢，他们原来是信摩西的律法，他们现在已经相信耶稣基督了。
So he says in verse 1, therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we've heard, lest we drift away.
所以一节他说，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
He says, for if the words spoken through angels, that is, the law of God was given through the angels, to Moses.
他说那借着天使所传的话，这里呢就是指着天使，神借着天使传给摩西的这律法。
So if that word or the law that was spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him?
从二节开始读，那借着天使所传的话，刚才已经讲了，就是这个传给摩西的这律法啊，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
Here the writer of the Hebrews is reminding the Jew that the word that was given through angels, it's stood steadfast, and they saw disobedience punished in the Old Testament.
这里面呢，这个作者呢是在提醒这些希伯来人，曾经借着天使所传的这个话，就是律法，它是确定的，是真实的，而且在旧约里面呢，也一再看到凡是悖逆的都受了惩罚。
And he's saying, now how much greater should we pay attention to the word of the Lord himself when he came to earth, not just through angels, but through the Lord Jesus himself.
然后他就说如果我们忽略主自己亲自讲的话，都不是借着天使了，是主自己亲自来讲的话，我们如果忽略主的这个话的话，那这个惩罚是该何等的大呢？
When the Lord Jesus came, his word was authenticated by the miracles that he did.
主耶稣在地上的时候呢，他所说的话呢，就是凭着他的所行的神迹奇事来证实的。
It was the works the Father gave him, and it was the proof that he came from the Father.
所以他靠着圣父所做的这些功呢，就这些神迹奇事呢，就证实他是从神来的。
And the writer to the Hebrews says, that word that Jesus spoke was confirmed to us by those who heard him.
然后在第三节里后半段他讲，但这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
That is the apostles.
这里的听见的人呢，证实的就是指
And God bore witness, it says in verse 4, God also bearing witness with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will.
第四节，神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
So those miracles and signs, or miracles are signs to authenticate the men and their message.
所以呢，这些神迹奇事呢，就是为了要证实使徒这些人以及他们所传的信息。
What have we got today?
那我们今天有什么呢？
We have the message of those men written for us in those living letters still living for us to read.
我们有这些使徒们，就是这些被证实的使徒们，他们写下来的话语，这话语是活的，直到今天都是活的。
So the apostles, they were specially chosen men of God.
所以这些使徒们呢，是神特别拣，是神特别拣选的一群人。
And next week we're going to look more closely at those foundation gifts, the apostle, the prophet, what they did, and we're going to look at the signs, the authenticating gifts. We're going to look at those more closely.
下周呢，我们具体要一个一个的看这些打根基的这些恩赐，就是使徒和先知他们到底做了什么，以及呢看这些为了证实他们的话的他们的信息的这些恩赐们，就是这些能行神迹启示的这些恩赐。
We'll begin to look then at this list of gifts, but today was getting the basis for the two categories. We have foundational and temporary gifts, and then we have the building or permanent gifts.
所以下周呢，我们会具体的看这每一个恩赐。那今天呢，我们重点呢是要给大家讲清楚为什么这个恩赐呢是分成这两类的，就是打根基的和建造的。
The foundation has been laid.
根基已经打完了。
Now we are told to build on that foundation.
现在主呢是要求我们在这个根基上往上建造。
And that's what the permanent gifts are for. We'll look at those in detail next. We'll start to look at them in detail next week.
那些就是永远的恩赐呢，就是持续不变的这个一直有效的恩赐呢，就是为了建造的时候用的。我们下周呢会具体看这些恩赐。
Now, as the apostles, one after the other, passed into the presence of the Lord, they left behind written instructions for us.
这些使徒们呢，一个一个的都离开这世界啊，到主那里去了。但是他们留下的呢，是他们写下来的这些教导。
And those letters, as they wrote them, they were circulated among the churches and collected together.
当时他们写下的这些书信呢，是在当时的教会中间呢流传的，然后后来呢把他们都归集起来。
And in the first 100 or 200 years, the church grew so it spread all over the known world.
在最初的100-150年呢，教会呢是散居在整个这个世界各地的。
Yes, and there's evidence that it went into China.
也有证据表明呢，当时呢也有人到了中国来。
It went all over the world.
全世界呢的足迹都遍布了全世，他们的足迹遍布了全世界。
And wherever the gospel went, those living letters went along as well.
所以福音传到哪里呢？这些永活的话语呢，就带到了那里。
But as the time went on, fewer and fewer miracles were seen.
随着时间的推移呢，就越来越少看见这些神迹奇事了。
And with the apostles, their job was, when the apostles died, the need for those miracles died with them.
当这些使徒们一个一个去世以后呢，这些神迹奇事的这些需要呢，就需要使用神迹奇事的这些需要也一点点就没有了。
There were a special group of men that were specially chosen by God for the ministry, and they have no successors today.
所以他们是一群被神特别拣选的特别的一群人，今天再也没有像他们这样的人了。
Just as Moses was chosen by the Lord to lead his people out of Egypt, so the apostles were chosen by the Lord to establish the foundation of his church.
就像主当时拣选摩西把犹太人从埃及带出来一样，神拣选了这些使徒们建立了这个教会的根基。
And so now the charter of the church is the apostles' doctrine.
所以这个教会的不能说宪法吧，就是它的这个章程就是使徒的教训。
So that's what we use today to be able to continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine.
这就是我们今天所使用的，要持守，恒心持守这使徒的教训。
So there is no more need for those miracles and signs.
所以这些神迹奇事呢，在今天呢，就已经没有用途了。
And we'll look at those authenticating signs next week after we look more closely at who these apostles were. And there were certain chosen men, but they had certain qualifications that they had to follow.
所以下星期呢，我们要具体看这些证实他们的这些神迹的恩赐呢，也要看具体这些使徒是谁，他们有些什么样的做使徒有些什么样的条件。
And who are these prophets? And do we have prophets today?
我们也要看呢，这些先知是谁？今天我们还有先知吗？
And so, we'll look at that. And healings is another gift. We want to look at that.
我们下周还要看这个医病的这个恩赐，我们下周也要仔细看这个。
Miracles. Does God still do miracles?
还有这个异能的恩赐，今天神还会行异能吗？
And although we've covered the other tongues and the interpretation of tongues, we will briefly go over it again next week.
我们还要看这个方言和翻方言的恩赐，我们下周呢，要把这些恩赐都讲完。
In the meantime, if you do have questions, that we haven't covered, please, you can contact Long, and, then we can perhaps, look at any questions that you might have.
如果大家有什么问题呢，是我们没有讲到的呢，大家可以把这些问题呢，交给何浪，然后何浪会转交给长老，长老们会，解答。
Now we want to commend you tonight, or today, to the word of his grace.
我们现在呢，就把大家呢，就交在神的恩典的话语当中。
I'm going to quote from Acts chapter 20 and verse 32.
我们要读一下《使徒行传》的20章的32节。
And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们。
Now I'm going to ask Brother Summers if he has a word and close in prayer.
现在我们把时间交给 Harold， 看 Harold 长老有没有什么话说，然后他也会给我们做一个结束的祷告。
Amen. I just appreciate again the good teaching that we've had this evening.
首先呢，我还是感谢我们今天呢听到了很好的一堂课。
And it's encouraging to notice in scripture, as Eric has pointed out, that the miraculous signs were done by the apostles and those very selected others. But, we don't read in the book of the Acts that, widespread miraculous activity was amongst the believers who responded.
刚才 Eric 长老给我们讲了，就是这些使徒以及还有他们所拣选的一小群特别的人呢，他们行了很多的神迹奇事，但是呢，圣经里并没有记载，普通的信徒他们也能够行很多的神迹奇事。
So on behalf of each of you, I want to thank Eric, and we're going to pray and thank the Lord for his ministry tonight.
所以我要代表大家呢，感谢 Eric 今天的讲课呢，我们也要一起感谢神，我们做个祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for the truth of God.
主啊，我们为您的真理感谢您。
And we're thankful that as we study the details of Scripture, we can see the truth of God.
当我们越是查考圣经的细节的时候呢，我们越是能看见神的真理。
We're thankful also that the Spirit of God has been given us not only to teach the general truth of God, but to teach the truth about the Spirit of God himself.
我们也感谢您赐给我们圣灵，他不仅教给我们一般的真理，也教给我们关于圣灵他自己的真理。
And in particular, Lord, in the day of considerable confusion on these subjects, we pray that each of us will truly understand the truth of God.
特别是今天关于圣灵的真理有很多困惑的时候呢，盼望我们每一个人呢都能够明白神的真理。
We're thankful that the Spirit of God is in each one of us, and that He is therefore able to use us for His great work and glory.
我们感谢圣灵在我们每个人的心里，圣灵也在我们的里面做工，为了神的荣耀和他的工作。
And each of us tonight, therefore, Lord, would say, would you please save me and use me so that the Spirit of God can do his great work through me for the blessing of the church and for those who need to be saved.
所以愿我们每个人都说，主啊，愿你救我，也愿你的圣灵在我里面做工，也借着我建造你的教会，也使你的国更加的扩张。
Lord, we give thanks for each one who was with us this evening, and we pray the rich blessing of God upon everyone.
主，我们为今天来的每一个人感恩，也盼望您的祝福大大的浇灌在他们的身上。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you. Hello.
Amen.